And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Today is the first day of the new fiscal year, but as usual, North Carolina lawmakers are late again in producing a new state budget to accompany the calendar change. And while Republican legislative leaders did, at almost the last minute, put forth a bill for consideration, one they crafted largely behind closed doors, the proposal comes up woefully short in numerous ways. First and foremost is that despite the presence of a multi-billion dollar surplus, the proposal fails yet again to close the state's health insurance coverage gap by expanding Medicaid, or to comply with the long-standing court directives to adequately fund the state's public schools. Now add to this that the measure is packed with pork spending on dozens of questionable items, and that it once again doubles down on the GOP strategy of enshrining regressive tax policies that shift the responsibility for funding government away from the wealthy and onto people of low and middle income, and it's clear the bill is not yet ready for prime time. Governor Cooper should have his veto pen ready if the bill makes it to his desk. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.